From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Milton Bagby, reading Stagecoach Graveyard by Tom Nicholson. Now let's begin with Chapter 1, It's Just Business. Get a-going, you no-good glue factory rejects. Ha, Lucy, put a strain on your lines or I'm going to flail the hide right off of your butt with this here bullwhip. See if I don't. Come on now. Drag this here coach over the top and earn your hay for a change. Haw! Put your shoulders into it. Come on, mules. Let's get a-going now. Hee-haw! Hee-haw! Giddy-up now! The mule skinner spit a stream of brown juice to the side and wiped his mouth with the back of his gloved hand without missing a beat as he cursed and shouted at the six mules straining to pull the heavy Concord stagecoach up the 6-degree slope and over the crest of the latest hill of the many that tormented any traveler making the perilous journey from the diggings at Virginia City, Nevada, to the southern terminus of the Reno and Carson City stage line. The mules pulled against the leather traces, and slowly the team and stage crested the grade and reached the flat summit of the pass. As he always did on the run to Carson City from the mining camps at Virginia City, Squint Richards halted the mules and let them catch their breath before starting the long downward trail to the flatland below. "Good mules," he grunted to the sweating and winded animals. "Take a blow and get your breath back. You're going to need it when we hit Dead Man's Downgrade." Squint, who derived his name from his droopy left eyelid, the result of an encounter with a mule's hoof many years earlier, stood and looped the reins around the handbrake of the stage. He stretched a kink out of his weary back, spit a gob of brown tobacco juice over.